The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, we are a big fan of veterans, really a big fan of anybody that wears a flag on their shoulder or did wear a flag on their shoulder in defense of this country and to keep us safe and secure. There is a story out there and at least some concern out there of what will happen once many of these veterans start taking part or taking advantage of a new law that gives them benefits for exposure to burn pits and other toxic substances. So as of right now, we've got 70,000 veterans across America who've applied for these new benefits. This is thanks to a new law that would make them eligible for those that were exposed to burn pits and other toxic substances. But the question becomes, is the VA prepared to take care of these veterans? A recent study found nearly one in four veteran households are already waiting way too long for health care. That actually sounds low to me, one in four. I've talked to veterans. They say it takes a really long time to get through the VA, and the VA has had its share of problems for a very long time. So with that, I want to welcome to the program Dr. Angie Mund. She is a U.S. Army veteran. She's the president of the American Association for Nurse Anesthesiology. Dr. Mund, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Grant. I am excited to be on here on your show and talk to you about an issue that I think your listeners are going to find very concerning.
Well, Dr. Mund, first off, thank you for your service as a U.S. Army vet. And maybe explain to me, because I see the commercials about these burn pits. I see all kinds of information out there for veterans. What are we talking about here? When we say burn pits, what do we mean by that?
So in Iraq, primarily, and I've got some nurse anesthesia colleagues that will probably be applying for this too, is it's where they incinerated waste, and it ends up going up into the air where all of our veterans are there and all of our support people are there. We're anticipating a significant influx, and you provided some of the data, into a system that is really already stressed as far as wait time.
So these are burn pits specifically overseas, is that right?
That's correct. And there also is going to be some opportunities for veterans that were exposed to any type of toxic substances over the last several conflicts that we've had to get care for those physical related issues that arose from toxic exposure. But in the past, they were not available for that care. So we're expecting more than just what's coming from burn pits.
So one of the things, and we're talking with Dr. Angie Mund, she is really calling on the VA to be prepared and get prepared to handle some of the patients that will be coming in looking for care from these toxic substances based on this new legislation. Dr. Mund, one of the things that I'm always concerned about, and I want the people that need help to get help. There's nothing I want more than that. But this whole thing seems like it could be ripe for fraud and people making claims that maybe they shouldn't be making. And that wouldn't be new to the VA hospital system. How do we protect ourselves against that?
Well, I think it's twofold, and I'll speak a little bit. I'll put a personal spin on this. My husband was a certified registered nurse anesthetist who received care at the VA. So I know firsthand, as the wife of a veteran, that there are a lot of things in place that veterans have to show exposure to in order to get any kind of care. And in reality, I would rather have a veteran who has served our country receive care than for us to decide that they don't. I much more am cognizant of they have served our country, and there are benefits that they deserve by virtue of that.
Yes, I'm with you, but I'm obviously you wouldn't want fraud.
Correct.
Yeah. So now what does the VA do? I mean, you know, this has been a behemoth of an agency that has had so many failures along the way. President Trump was starting to get it improved. I'm still, I still don't think we're quite there yet. What do you do to get us ready?
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet either. I agree with you. I think the wait times are significantly longer. I witnessed that as a CRNA who worked in the VA system for over 12 years. I can tell you the wait in the pain clinic that I staffed is what we can do. The answer really is right there, is we already have certified registered nurse anesthetists, over 1,000 of them in the VA, that are ready, willing, and able to take care of this influx of patients. Unfortunately, they are bound by some very archaic supervision rules that not only prevent nurse anesthetists from practicing to the highest extent of their education and training, but quite frankly, we have the supervision leads to increased cost because we have an anesthesiologist supervising one or two CRNAs when all of them could be providing excellent anesthesia care to our veterans and expanding our workforce.
And this would be, why would you need an anesthetist to treat a burn pit patient?
So, and this is going to be real relevant everywhere, is one of the important things that we see them coming in for are things related to their airway, to their trachea, to their lungs. And a lot of those procedures need anesthesia. So we're going to need certified registered nurse anesthetists to anesthetize the patients to ensure that they get those procedures, and also to ensure that they're comfortable while they're receiving that care.
Understood. Well, I wish you the best in your quest to get this handled, because I'm with you that our veterans deserve the best care possible. They put their lives on the line for us, as you did, as your husband did, and willing and able to serve us, we ought to be willing and able to serve them in times of need. So let's hope the VA gets the message. We'll keep pressing, and I hope you do too.
Yep, and I would like to encourage your listeners to visit veteransneedcarenow.org to learn more about this issue and to engage their member of Congress to deliver the care that America's veterans deserve and need now.
All right, you got it. Veteransneedcarenow.org, correct?
That is correct.
All right, Dr. Angie Mund, thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate you, and we will be following this story for sure.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.